So one thing to consider in terms of implementing consequences is not just providing that consequence, but also what is the next step and how can you restore things and make things right afterwards? Students obviously don't like to receive consequences and they could potentially hold anger or resentment or frustration against the teacher, which could then exacerbate things even further. And so the more the teacher can work with that student to figure out why did that behavior happen in the first place, how can we prevent it moving forward, and then work from a clean slate moving forward can allow for that teacher to be successful. Restorative justice is the opportunity for teachers to work with students, particularly the one that has caused harm in the classroom through a misbehavior or something of that nature, and helps to restore that individual with the teacher and the classroom environment by opening up a discussion of why that misbehavior or action happened and who did it harm and how can things be changed moving forward. So even though it may be just from that teacher and the student, it could also have harmed other individuals. And so it brings into a safe space of discussing the action that occurred and the consequences that it had on potentially multiple parties, and being able to then utilize that information to restore what has happened within the classroom to help make things whole again and be able to integrate them back into a safe learning environment. That also depersonalizes things a little bit more because it's easy for the teacher to take those actions as a personal infraction on them, as opposed to a child is just being a child. And when you take things personally, you often will respond in a defensive mode and cause an escalation of that interaction moving forward. So the more that the teacher can work through these steps of trying to restore and build that trust again and build the opportunity for that student to participate back into the safe learning environment, the easier it will be to consistently give that consequence and work with those students moving forward.